Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching or listening in from. A little bit of a respite across the board in the market as a whole today. The overall crypto asset market is up about $4 billion, just shy of $4 billion, up about 2% in the last 24 hours or so. Nothing crazy, nothing out of the ordinary, but nice to not see the continued bleed out we've seen as of late. So a number of different things kind of happening recently. But two things that I really wanted to touch on today was, number one, EOS. And I've been fairly critical of EOS, or at least just joking around on Twitter, as far as the launch of EOS has gone. But I do think that as kind of time progresses, it really is an interesting experiment, fascinating stuff as far as things go from DPoS or delegated proof of stake, this whole decentralized governance play and how that is actually working and can it actually work? And we're kind of finding out a lot of that now in real time. And I think it's pretty exciting to watch. And on the other end of the spectrum, I want to talk a little bit about everybody's favorite, a partnership. Yep, it is another partnership across two different cryptocurrencies. We have everybody's favorite crypto, Tron, Tron Dogs, Tron Moon, and Zencash partnering up with Pornhub. So going to talk a little bit about that, kind of what that means overall, because I think it's definitely worth discussing. But let's hop into, you know, let's hop into discussion today with EOS. So this is something I think EOS has been pretty fascinating to watch so far. I personally don't own any EOS. I know a lot of people are very bullish on EOS. They think it's going to kill Ethereum. It is the next best thing since sliced bread. It's fantastic. It's incredible. It's the best. Whatever. EOS has, I think, if we're being honest, if we're being realistic, EOS has had some difficulties so far. The actual EOS blockchain was shut down for a few hours. There have been numerous accounts that have been frozen on the EOS network because they were potentially linked to fraudulent activities. There's been a lot of things, at least in the short amount of time that EOS has been live, that have quote unquote either gone wrong or just simply gotten negative attention from the crypto asset community. Here is another thing that is currently getting what some would consider to be negative attention, and this is the EOS CTO, or more accurately, the CE or CTO of Block One, Dan Larimer, who, as you might know, is one of the technical geniuses, architects behind both Steemit and BitShares. But right now, there's a controversy going on where, essentially, via the EOS Gov Telegram, there's essentially an EOS government Telegram group, basically, where Dan Larimer actually suggested that they should basically relook at how the EOS Constitution is working and kind of reframe the EOS Constitution. And right now there is literally a constitution for EOS that helps to govern the blockchain in a quote-unquote decentralized manner. It has been debatable whether or not that has been working so far, and there's been too much power put into the hands of certain individuals. But I do think, not necessarily judging one way or another, in my opinion right now, I'm not saying, hey, you know, Dan Larimer's right or Dan Larimer's wrong, and you can do a little bit more research on this if you'd like. I'll put a link to this article in the description, and this has links to even more stuff. But I'm not saying Dan Larimer's right. I'm not saying Dan Larimer's wrong. What I am saying is keep an eye on EOS as this stuff continues to happen, because I do think that how EOS works or doesn't work will have direct implications on a lot of other cryptocurrencies and crypto assets in existence. There are a lot of projects that are trying to improve governance and do decentralized governance and make all this stuff happen. There are a lot of projects out there that are trying to implement scalability in similar ways that EOS is trying to do so. If EOS succeeds, that might actually justify the valuation for some of these other crypto assets. On the other end of the spectrum, if EOS fails in certain areas, that might be something that you can look at in the future and say, hey, EOS failed here. They tried to do this, you know, these 21 block producers, they tried to have an arbitration forum. They tried to have these arbitrators that were also going to help govern and the token holders. They tried to have this kind of multi-party system, essentially, where different people would have different impacts on the governance, and that failed. So I will maybe adjust my thought process on whatever other cryptocurrency is out there that might be similar or has improvements based upon that. But what I am saying here too, like I said, is that This is pretty fascinating to watch in real time, especially because you're not talking about a cryptocurrency. If we pop over here, we'll just pop down to Nomics. I mean, we're talking about a cryptocurrency with $7 billion market cap right now. I mean, it's a huge project if you're talking about the market capitalization of it. Investors have a ton of money invested in this. They have a ton of capital deployed in this, and the stakes are big for the success and or the failure of EOS. So absolutely, like I said, keep an eye on everything that happens with this, whether or not you're invested. I personally am not. And while I might be making some jokey comments here and there on Twitter about the length of the EOS Constitution lasting 230 hours versus the 231 year US Constitution, things like that, I do think that this is going to be something that you're going to really want to stay focused on, because it could have implications across the board. Now, outside of EOS, we have our good friends over at Tron and Zencash getting added to Pornhub as payment options. Now, if you remember correctly, we had, this looks a little similar, isn't it? It's even the same picture. So if we pop back to April 17th, of 2018, so a little over 2 months ago, Verge, everybody's favorite XVG, the standard Verge, had this huge announcement, and it turns out that they were essentially adding, they had a incredible, world-changing, game-changing partnership with Pornhub, and with that, Verge would go to the moon. Obviously, logically speaking, that people would... people would be able to do whatever. This was interesting, and I gave Verge a ton of flack for this, and we can look back, and this is like a blatant attempt at manipulation and basically a pump and dump. Granted, the entire market has pulled back, but still pretty ridiculous when we look at this. But if you remember correctly, too, with Verge, they had this whole like community donation where the community basically pooled together. It was like $2.5 million, I think, at the time. It's probably less than $750,000 now at current valuation. But basically, it was like $2+ million at the time that Verge requested the community to pool for an undisclosed partnership, which turned out to be this Pornhub partnership with Verge. If you look at the price, we'll pop over here. I mean, this is crazy when you look at it. So the partnership was announced on April 17th. If you zoom in here, let's look at the huge red sell candle and the massive drop on April 17th when this got announced, and the massive pump going into that partnership announcement with Verge. Right now we're down from the all-time high, at least the recent all-time high, down about 74% from that partnership announcement. On the other end of the spectrum, though, looking at how things looked with Tron and Zencash as well, if we pull up Tron recently and see if that pumped at all, we'll take a quick look. And that didn't do much of anything. The partnership didn't really have too much of an impact. When you consider where things were with Verge, it maybe moved up 2-3%. So no crazy spike. Same with Zencash as well. Pull up Zen. And a little bit more of a partnership with a pump with then, but, and by pump, I mean 3%. So let's not go crazy. The one thing I'll say with this is that when you're looking at, you know, when you're looking at these partnerships, it's number one, it's probably paid for, by a company. And I'm speculating when I say that, but if you look at Tron and you look at Zencash, Tron, I would venture to say, and again, I'm speculating here, but I would venture to say that Tron and Zencash both had to pay Pornhub directly, or MindGeek or whoever is behind it, both had to pay them directly to have their assets be utilized as cryptocurrency or crypto payment options on the network. So, I mean, that's one thing to think about. Like, this isn't, I don't think this is necessarily Pornhub or MindGeek or whoever it might be behind it saying, oh, wow, you know, we have the utmost faith in Tron. We have the utmost faith in Zencash, and we really, really believe in these tokens, and they are absolutely going to be the best, along with Verge. It's probably who paid them the most money. Verge obviously paid over $2 million at that given point in time, or close to that, whatever the payment might have been. On the other end of the spectrum, you can assume Tron and Zencash both did the same thing. Now, When I look at this, is this bad for the industry? Not necessarily. It doesn't really make a difference. Do I think anybody is going to really use this and it's going to increase the token utility? Not necessarily. Not really at all. Maybe 1%, maybe 0.5% of people. I don't really know. But it is funny to look back at, you know, it's funny to look back at what happened with Verge after that listing, and it's fallen 75%. There were a lot of people out there that were really excited about it and said, hey, you know, I'm really confident in this. This is going to take Verge to the moon. Obviously, if past is any, you know, if historical evidence is any a future indicator for Tron and Zencash, not necessarily that's going to drop 75%, because neither Tron, to Tron's credit and to Zencash's credit, and I typically am critical of Justin Sun, but to Tron and Zencash's credit, they didn't collect $2 million from the community and then pump up a secret announcement only to have the price dump off afterwards. So good on you, Tron. Good on you, Zencash, for that. Outside of that, what am I keeping an eye on right now? Really, what I'm looking at is the market capitalization and dominance for Bitcoin versus some of these other crypto assets. So we can see here that there have been a couple different times where the Bitcoin market dominance has really bottomed out heavily. And then at least recently, as of mid-January, during the altcoin run, Bitcoin dominance dropped to an absolute low of about 32%. And then when the kind of start of this bear market happened, it rose all the way back up to about 44-45% or so. Then there was a little bit of an altcoin run in early April and a pretty heavy sell-off since then as well. And since then, we've seen the market dominance of Bitcoin recover to about 42% or so. I do believe that this might continue trending in an upward direction. I'll zoom in on this chart. If you're watching on the video, I'll zoom in on this chart a little bit here so we can see the actual bounce itself. But you know, as we can see, there was a point in time early April where that dominance was about 44%, 45%. We're back up to that range right now, about 43% or so percent Bitcoin market dominance. And I don't think that the Bitcoin dominance is something, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't think that is the best indicator in the world because there is an unlimited supply of altcoins. Somebody can print an ERC-20 token to get listed on CoinMarketCap every single day. And that inherently, if that has any value tied to it whatsoever, will reduce the market dominance of Bitcoin. However, when you do see stuff like this, I think there are a lot of people out there right now that have gotten really burned by altcoins and are tired of getting burned by altcoins. And either they're doing one of two things. They're saying, hey, I'm getting out of this market as a whole. Give me my dollars back, whatever dollars are left, and I'm hanging on out of here, and I'm, you know, hanging my hat at the door and I'm saying goodbye. Or on the other side of the spectrum, they are looking to say, okay, I don't trust XYZ ERC-20 token, or I don't trust this other blockchain. I'm down 80%, 85%. But what can I put my money in cryptocurrency that might actually give me some level of return and not absolutely kill me? Maybe that's Bitcoin. And I do think that you're going to see a continued, we've seen a bounce off of the 35% or so range in March, and we're back up a little bit. I wouldn't doubt personally if we see Bitcoin dominance above 50% in July or potentially August, if the retail kind of sector continues to go through this altcoin and just general cryptocurrency capitulation phase as a whole. Now, if you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit that subscribe button, hit the thumbs up button. It helps to get this video out to a ton more people. So really, really appreciate anytime anybody hits that like button out there. And if you are listening on the podcast, appreciate you on the podcast as well. Leave a rating and a review. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. See you guys tomorrow. Take it easy. Peace.